Well, great morning. Welcome to this morning's Mojo Call. My name is Don Hutchins, and I am honored and blessed to be the one bringing this Mojo Call to you this morning. Today, I want to talk about turning the train around. That's right, you heard me. Turning the train around. You know, freight trains can be really long. They go from 140 feet, which is not really typical. That's one little locomotive and one car, about 140 feet, to on average probably around 10,000 feet. That's almost 2 miles. The longest was over 18,000 feet, or 3.4 miles. That's a long train, a long freight train. I grew up in the South, so I was used to seeing long freight trains. Now, in case you're wondering why in the world I'm doing a Mojo Call and talking about freight trains, the train length represents the time that you and I have spent in traditional thinking. Turning the train around is a metaphor for turning around our thinking and turning our direction around and where we want to be headed. So let's talk about turning the train around. I've seen some freight trains that seem to stretch for miles as they blocked all of the crossings in the little hometown that I lived in, preventing anyone from getting to their desired destination. They would literally cut the town in half. And if you were on one side, you couldn't get to the other. We didn't have a tunnel, or we didn't have a bridge overpass or any of that stuff. So that train would literally separate the whole town and cut it in half. And we couldn't move to the other side until the train moved. Well, have you ever had your traditional thinking block all of the crossings in you, preventing you from getting to your desired destination sooner? Let's talk about that. Turning the train around first requires that we stop the train. The average freight train moving at about 55 miles an hour will be between a mile and a quarter in length. It can take a mile or more after the engineer has shut the emergency brake on and applied full brake to stop this train. A mile or more. That means it doesn't stop quickly. And a longer train will take a longer distance to stop. Oh, and by the way, just like with driving in a car, the track conditions make a huge difference in how long it takes this train to stop. The longer you and I have been moving in our current direction, the longer it can take to stop in our thinking and moving in that direction. And just like this long freight train, it may take a long time after we've applied the brakes before we come to a stop. You know, the more entrenched we are in our thinking and in our behavior, the harder it will be to stop, the longer it will take to stop. Life conditions can also make a huge difference in helping or hurting how long it takes. Here's an example. Emergencies, such as those that a train operator might encounter, seeing a bus or a truck or a car or something on the tracks in front of them, which causes them to apply full emergency brakes, it will decrease the amount of distance it takes that train to stop. But with that train, it might not decrease that distance that much because of all the weight that has to come to a stop. Emergencies that cause us to apply full brakes might help to speed up the process. Some of these emergencies might be like a lost job, or when the economy takes a dip like it did in 2008, or as it's doing right now with the pandemic, or many of life's other things that it can throw at us that might cause us to quickly apply brakes and readjust our situation. But for most of us, normal reaction and the process almost always means that the stopping distance will take longer. There might be some other conditions that also extend this process. You know, I'm comfortable in my life situation, so I don't really need ACN to work. I don't really need to change the direction that badly. It also might be my unwillingness to change, or perhaps not being coachable. It might just flatly be not moving with intentionality. We're not doing what Eric Worre says when he talks about success, love, speed. We're not moving very fast. These things will exacerbate the problem of not moving from the old traditional way of thinking and doing things to the new one. Just like with trains, it will most likely take much longer than you think to stop. Now, I'm speaking from personal experience because I've been fighting this struggle for years now. I know I want to go in a different direction. And I already slammed on the brakes, but I find myself still moving in that direction. Somebody out there understands what I'm saying. So what it's to do? Well, as one former train engineer said, when you slam on the brakes of the train, all you can do at that point is hold on and wait. And while we're holding on and waiting, we can keep applying other things to help to get the train stopped, so to speak, that we might move it in a different direction. So the next thing that needs to be done when we finally come to a stop is we need to change directions. Well, going back to the train, a locomotive might have some engine cars, or a train might have some engine cars or locomotives on both ends. Not typically, but they might. So if they did have them on both ends, once they eventually stopped going in the one direction, they'd have to switch control to the other locomotives to begin to go the other way. But most likely what will happen is they have to disconnect the locomotive, switch tracks, come all the way down to the other end, reconnect, then apply full power to begin moving in a different direction. Now, if it can take over a mile or more to stop going in the one direction, it'll take time to disconnect the locomotive, pull up, switch tracks, then go down parallel past the train, get to the other end, switch again, come back and reconnect, then apply power. You see where this is going, right? Kind of sounds like you and your business most times, right? Yeah, I get that, because me too. You see, I should have been an RD last month. Should have been an RD last year. That's what I keep telling myself. This train should have stopped a long time ago. Well, in some cases it hasn't. Or maybe it has, but I'm in the process of switching tracks, or I'm in the process of going down along the train and then switching tracks again to reconnect to apply power to go in the other direction. Whatever the situation is, here we are. What are we to do? Well, what it takes is that we need to change direction once we've come to a stop. That is, we need to make a decision. Yeah, that word decision means, it comes from the old Latin meaning to cut off. Literally, it means to cut off. We need to make a decision. We need to cut off the mindset of traditional thinking. And I know that can be difficult because we are bombarded every day with all sorts of stimuli which may pull us in that old direction. Our entire culture, for the most part, is centered around that old traditional way of thinking. There are very few people, the 1-3 percenters, who are moving in a different direction. And chances are you'll bump into somebody who is in the 97% before you will somebody who's in the 1-3%. So, but we got to cut off that traditional way of thinking. We also got to cut off the baggage of previous unproductive behavior. You know how sometimes we have the mindset of just do enough to get by, or as Les Brown would say, when he was on his job, he did just enough to keep from getting fired, and they paid him just enough to keep him from quitting. Yeah, we got to get away from that kind of thinking. That unproductive behavior only seeks to harm us when we are IBOs, independent business owners, and working for ourselves. We also need to replace negative or doubting influences. Some of these may be friends or coworkers or even family. Now, I'm not suggesting that we get rid of our family or even our friends for that matter, but I am suggesting that we limit the amount of influence that we give them over our lives. We might need to just shut them down and spend more time with other people who are more productive or who are thinking the way we want to be thinking. In fact, we need to change our thinking through personal development. So that means turn off the television and pick up a book or two, or get an audio book or what have you. Attend all the training. ACN has corporate training Monday through Friday. We have Saturday training, 10 a.m. to about 11:15 a.m. We have trainings that Regional Vice President Donna Perkins does on Mondays, and we have trainings on Tuesdays. We have training is aplenty. Plus, in your back office, there is a big catalog of training that you can go out there and take. Avail yourself of it. Spend time in training. Then there are mentorships. You have a mentor, whoever your upline RVT, it could be an upline RD, might be an upline ETL. Whoever your mentors are, spend time with your mentors. Spend time getting to know them, listening to them, learning from them, and develop partnerships with others. They may be sidelined to you. You may not have any financial interest in them, but spend time in these mentorships and in these groups. I like to call it my mastermind group that I'm a part of, and we spend time bouncing ideas off of each other, challenging one another, pushing one another. Do that and surround yourselves with like-minded, goal-achieving people, people who are headed where you want to be headed, or in some cases, people who have achieved what you want to achieve. Spend time with them. Ask them questions. Pick their brains. And as you are in this process, spend time developing yourself with reading and listening to audio. Now, here are just a few of the resources that I've used and continue to use. Number one, the Bible. I'm telling you, whether you're a person who feels like they're religious or not, most of what we live by in terms of our rules of society and the rules of life comes straight out of the Bible. You probably didn't know that, did you? Spend time in the Bible. It has wealth principles. It has principles for how you treat people. It has principles for how you do things and how your work ethic should be. It has all kinds of principles in there. So that's one place. Also, the book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. There's also a full-length Think and Grow Rich movie on YouTube. Just go out to YouTube and type in the search, Think and Grow Rich, the original full-length movie. It's about 2 hours, 13 minutes, and you hear Dr. Hill, in his own words, giving you some principles. One of the best books I stumbled upon is called The Book on Mind Management by Dr. Dennis Deaton. This book on mind management really talks about changing your thinking and allowing your mind to control where you want to go and not allowing even setbacks, even tremendous odds that we might call them, to hold us back. The book is full of many illustrations of people who overcame some tremendous things to accomplish things that you and I probably have never accomplished, and we're not nearly as bad off as they are. So this book on mind management is a great one, and I highly recommend it. A book I mentioned on a previous Mojo call, a little teeny book by Dr. John C. Maxwell, The Choice is Yours, is also a great resource for helping you understand that the choice is yours. And if you want to turn the train around, you got to make the choice to turn the train around. It's your choice. And the last book I'm just finishing reading is a book by Jordan Adler called Beach Money. And it's a wonderful little book, not very big, only about 125 or 30 pages. But Jordan Adler talks about acquiring beach money, as he calls it, money that continues to grow and allows you to have a lifestyle on the beach if you choose to do that. Now, one of his mentors was Senior Vice President Al Thomas, whom he refers to in the book. So check out the book Beach Money by Jordan Adler. Now, there are hundreds of other books, so don't limit yourself to these. Just get the train stopped and turned around as quickly as possible to get on the track that you want to be on, moving in the direction you want to be going. And I will see you not just at the top, but over the top, as one famous Zig Ziglar used to say. Have a great, absolutely amazing day.